Here's what you do. You got to reach out to the resident. You're going to talk to them. And before you talk to them, you want to set up a payment plan that can be a win-win situation. Do you really want them to try to pay $100 a month? No, I don't. I want it to be win-win. I want them to have a payment that's affordable, that's not going to crimp their lifestyle.
You're listening to 5-Hour Real Estate Week, where you'll learn to consistently buy real estate in only 5 hours a week. So if you're ready to invest in real estate, achieve financial freedom, and own the lifestyle you deserve, even with your job, this is the show for you. Now, here's your host, Mike Butler.
Hello, and welcome to another episode of the 5-Hour Real Estate Week podcast. My name's Mike Butler, and today's topic happens because of what happened yesterday in my real estate business. And boy, I haven't thought about this one for a long time. So here's the deal. Think of work orders. You have tenants and they request a repair request, a maintenance request, and they submit what we call a work order for your rental property business. Now, imagine this, a simple proven tip that I use to get paid for these tenant caused repairs while they're living in your rental unit. So for starters here, here's what happened to me on Sunday evening. We get a work order request through our website, and the tenant says that their toilet is stopped up and it won't flush. It's running over. Okay. So that's fine. They're a good tenant. They're a quality tenant. We score them A, B, C, or F. And so we schedule a work order, send our in-house handy person out there to unstop the toilet. And lo and behold, they can't get it unstopped, and it's just getting uglier and uglier. And actually, it did get better. He unstopped it. He flushed water. But I don't know how else to do this without being rude and crude. But that tenant called back around lunchtime or so and said, hey, it's doing it again. Okay. So a sidebar, when she takes a dump or anybody there takes a dump, well, then it won't flush and it backs up. So that's what was happening. So I had a suspicion about what I suspected it might be based on something that happened to me back in 1992. Okay. And so think about this. If you've read my book, Landlording on Autopilot, if you haven't, get it. Okay. But Landlording on Autopilot, you can get it on Amazon, get it at my website if you want one personally autographed as a gift or a door prize or something like that. But anyway, we had a tenant who based her, long story short, she dumped her bean soup in the toilet. And inside the bean soup, she didn't pay attention. There was a big ham hock bone. Well, the ham hock bone gets wedged in the toilet, and you ought to be able to figure out the rest of it there. So she had to pay for that. Anyway, so this tenant calls back after our guy flushes it with just water going through it, and it works fine. But if they do a number two, it stopped up again. So we send our plumber out there this time because we've already had our in-house handyman scheduled for other work orders. So our plumber goes out there, and he removes... He couldn't get it unstopped. So he removed the toilet and set it in the bathtub or took it outside and reached up in there with his little camera or whatever the heck it was. And he saw something in there and he tried to get it out, pushing and this and that. Well, long story short, a Sure, S-U-R-E, deodorant stick, bar, whatever it is that people use for deodorant, that whole whatever that is thing that you buy at the grocery store, a Sure deodorant stick. I guess that's what I'm going to call it. That's what he found up inside there. But as he was trying to get it out, boom, it cracked the toilet and the toilet broke. Okay. That's not the plumber's fault. And so the plumber, get this, does what he's been trained to do. But before they come on board in my company, anything. So your license trade, for example, HVAC, furnace, air conditioning, licensed plumbers, licensed electricians, whoever else has a licensed trade. Okay. If they go there, if we send them a work order to do, and whatever it is that they find, if they see that it's the tenant caused this damage or needing to be repaired, they take a picture of it and send it to us, okay, along with their bill. So I actually got photographs of this yesterday evening, and sure enough, boom, it cracked, blew it open, and you could see the Sure deodorant stick there. Now, the tenant watches them take a picture of it. So now we're going to get a bill, okay? I don't know what his bill is going to be, but that's a tenant caused repair, right? So here's how we're going to make this work. And I'm going to try to be short with this because this is a podcast and not a webinar like our power lunches are every Tuesday at noon. So let's say he sends a bill. The one that goes back to 1992 was like $400. I'm probably going to get a bill for about $500. Okay. So let's say $500 is his bill just for learning purposes. Okay. Well, remember, we sent our guy out there early that morning. Okay. Well, we charge tenants. If they miss a scheduled appointment, we charge them $85 for a service call. But anyway, so our guy went out there, he couldn't fix it. And so come to find out, it was the Sure deodorant stick. All right. So now we got $500 plus the $85 from the morning work order where our in-house handy person went out there. And so now the tenant owes us $585. So a couple of ways going about this. Well, do you really think, first of all, before I get into the next part, I want you to score this tenant. Okay. We call them residents, but score this resident. Are they A, B, C, or F? A is great. They take care of the place. They pay on time. They're not a problem. That's an A. If they're B, C, or F, well, that kind of speaks for itself. You figure that part out. Now, so this is an A quality tenant, been with us for years. Okay. And she follows everything. She watched the rent talk video for the new tenant orientation and just a wonderful tenant. So now we got an issue with a Sure deodorant stick getting flushed or tried to flush it down the toilet and it clogged it all up, blah, blah, blah. So we get $585 she owes. Can she pay the $585 bill next month? Absolutely not. I mean, unless she's got a sugar daddy or something like that, but odds are most of our tenants cannot pay a bill of that amount in one fell swoop next month. Okay. So here's what you do. You got to reach out to the resident. You're going to talk to them like June and Ward Cleaver talks to Beaver and Wally and Eddie Haskell and Larry Lumpy, whoever they are. Okay. And say, hey, and remember now, this resident saw your plumber take a picture of that busted toilet showing that her Sure deodorant in there. Okay. So here's the deal. You want to set up, and before you talk to them, you want to set up a payment plan. If she can't pay the $585, you want to set up a payment plan that can be a win-win situation. So for example, do you really want them to try to pay $100 a month and it crimps their lifestyle? No, I don't. I want it to be win-win. I want them to have a payment that's affordable, that's not going to crimp their lifestyle. And so I did an example here, let's say $49 a month. Okay. If the tenant says that she can afford $49 a month, ask her that. You're going to have communication with them. And will $49 a month break their bank, cause her a hardship? We don't need that. Okay. But if she says, no, $49, I can handle that. All right. So you would think, okay, $49 a month times 12 payments is $585. We're not doing that. Okay. Now, I want to warn you that me and you, because you're listening to me now and you're on this podcast, we belong in our own little special group of smart people by our standards. Okay. That means we've got some kind of financial training, education, we're frugal, we watch what we spend our money on, all that kind of stuff. So we live over here in our bubble, okay? Now, what you have to understand is we think that the way they behave financially, referring to residents, tenants, is just insane crazy. You shouldn't do that, okay? So it's like buying pizza by the slice, okay? So think about this. Step into their world for a moment. Have you ever heard of Aaron's Rent-A-Center or Rent World or whatever they are, where they rent toasters for $22 a week? They got a ton of customers. They sponsor NASCAR. They're very super successful companies. And they got people that pay them crazy amounts like that. Well, they think that's normal. That's their culture. That's their world. That's the lifestyle that they grew up in, is doing those kind of things. Me and you think it's nuts. Just go buy a daggone $40 toaster or something. Okay. So you got to remember, you got to step over into their world for us to be able to communicate more effectively with them. So anyway, $49 a month, 12 payments would be $585, but we're financing it. So I'm not going to do 12, I'm going to do 14. So 14 times 49, that's $685. And you're financing it, you make a little more, and it's easier. Now, if $49 is too much, try this. Try $25 a month. Will we do that for 24 months? No. I'm financing it longer, so I might add on 5 payments. So I might do 29 payments at $25 a month to make that go away. Now, once you have a verbal agreement, ever how you communicate with them, preferably on the phone for something like this, then tell them you're going to send them a payment plan form. And it's basically a promissory note. Okay. We got a simple fill in the blank payment plan form that says that they're going to pay $25 a month for 29 months for the replacement of the toilet that happened on whatever date it happened on. Okay. And that's pretty slick. That's pretty simple. Now, how do you bill them? Well, we bill all of our tenants on the 20th of every month, except for February. February only has 28 days. So we send that out on 17th. And so we sent them a monthly statement every month, and you could have that $49 or that $25 monthly payment included on that. Or if you really want to be CYA, send them a separate bill for the repair payment and a separate bill just for rent. Okay. So that's it. And I need your help, please. Once again, if you like what you're learning here, please click the follow button or the subscribe button. It's somewhere on here. I'm not an expert on podcasts. And please go buy my number one bestseller book. It's Landlording on Autopilot. You can get it on Amazon or MikeButler.com if you want one autographed. You get to download free downloadable customizable forms, including my 19-page lease. And also, if you want to get more detailed, a little longer training on a subject like this, please sign up for my free Power Lunch webinars. They have investor training free. They happen every Tuesday at 12 noon, and you can sign up for that at MikeButler.com. Oh, on a final note here, okay? On a final note, here's the magic that makes all this stuff happen. Anytime you have work order requests submitted by your tenants or what have you, handyman in person or handy person in-house doing that, have them take photographs. That's how you're going to CYA. Take a photo. If you got single family rentals, they take a picture of the front of the house, back of the house, smoke alarm, replace the battery if it's missing and charge them. They check the air filter. If it's dirty or missing, then we charge them. And then take a picture before and after of what needs to be fixed. So if you've got a clogged up sink, take a picture of a clogged up sink. Then if your guy pulls out a toothbrush, lay it on the counter, take a picture of the toothbrush they pulled out, and then take a picture of the sink working. Now, you might think, well, damn, that's a pain in the butt. But guess what? Tenants watching them take those pictures. That's your evidence. They have no wiggle room to contest it. That's it, guys. I'll see y'all the next one. Bye-bye.
Glad you joined us for another episode of 5-Hour Real Estate Week. The best thing you can do now is put this information to action. To help you get started, Mike created a free resource for you called How to Buy 50 Houses a Year, Even with Your Job. Download it now by going to MikeButler.com/50houses. And we'll see you on the next episode.